It's now time for Live from City Way. I'm Chris Harwood. We have in the studio with us now Charlie Parr and Ben Weaver, two preeminent Minnesotans who have covered this state with great music for the last many years. It's great to have them both together. They have teamed up to put out a 7-inch single. And for an oldie like me, it's great to see vinyl still being used in a vital fashion out there. We're so glad to have both of you here today. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Indeed. So before we hear one of the first song from either of you, I just want to quickly talk about the idea for a 7-inch single. First of all, just putting out a single is great. You're both so prolific with records, but why the choice to put out a 45? What a choice. It's just awesome. I'm really excited about that. Why the choice to do a 7-inch single? It's
sometimes things just choose you.
Yeah, I guess. That's true. Well, I guess I always want to start with a song anyway, so either you want to throw one up for us to hear, it'd be great, and we'll talk more about the record.
Yeah, I can go. I'll go ahead and play the song after 45, or 7-inch, as
young
people
term.
Call them.
Is it actually 45 RPM, or is it 33? I don't know.
It's 45 RPM. Okay, call them 45s when I was, when I was coming up.
Yeah.
Now they're called, 7-inch.
I should mention that the titles of the two songs, Ramblin' Bones and Outlastin' You. So Charlie, we're going to hear Outlastin' You now.
Yeah.
Take a look at their big house, bigger than they really needed. He got the dualies on his pickup when the dealer gave him a choice, and he lost his job on the build site. Now he's struggling to feed his boys. Red cedar grows, red cedar flows, long after gone. It's outlasting you, Lord. Now his wife was a high school girl, and they never left this town. It booms and busts, heaves and rusts, but they can't bear to go. Now they couldn't go if they wanted to. There ain't no work anywhere anymore. And red cedar grows, red cedar flows, and long after you're gone, it's outlasting you, Lord. She's been serving food down at Bud's. He can't stand to see her there, where the desperate men sit and drink, stare a little too long at her legs. And he sits home with the kids at night, hides the worry on his face. And red cedar grows, red cedar flows, long after you're gone. Oh, it's outlasting you, Lord. And their kids are getting bigger. They can't play outside like it used to be. You know exactly what's lurking out there. Man, you can see it on the news most every night. And the village that it takes to raise our kids is afraid to come outside. And red cedar grows, red cedar flows, long after you're gone. It's outlasting you, Lord. Thank you. to the afternoons are the hardest. Time just seems to stand still. Well, they've piled up quite a few of them now. About 20 years worth of not quite 3 o'clock. But time moves as fast as it ever did, and there ain't nothing you can do. Slow it down. Red cedar grows, red cedar flows, long after you're gone. It's outlasting you, Lord, Lord, it's outlasting you.
Song Outlasting You, one of the sides on the new single by Charlie Parr and Ben Weaver, who teamed up to put out this new 7-inch 45 on Chaperone Records. You know, Charlie, I've heard so many songs, and they're almost a dime a dozen, where they recall some sort of sentimental past, and I'm really kind of profoundly moved by how this song, in just a few short words, kind of puts the past, the present, and the future all kind of in one quick phrase. You know, you kind of summed up how, you know, it's going to be here after you're gone, but you talk about things that evoke the past, but even as you've said about the record, you're right here in the present right now. So it really kind of brings it all together.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
What had you two guys decide to do something? I know you've probably crossed each other's paths for a long time.
Yeah, we've crossed each other's paths for years now. It was nice. We each had brought a song into the studio and just sat there for a few minutes learning each other's songs. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, my memory being what it is, of course, I forgot the banjo part that I played on Ben's song. But we played them together, and they worked out really fast. You know, we're kind of brothers of a soul in a lot of ways, and so it was real easy to make this work. And so
yeah, and the two songs too have a way of really kind of working well together too. They fit each other. It's not some sort of a shocker when you flip the record over and hear the other side of it. They're both really are kind of peas in a pod, just like you guys. So
I really pushed hard to resist my death metal leanings.
As Charlie Parr is well known for, of course, the death metal album that we all have on the shelf. Yeah. Well, that's great. Ben, you have just arrived up from the south. You're still located down in the Twin Cities, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did you grew up there? You started out, I've read your bio, you started out in Oregon. Did you move to Minnesota when you were young?
Yeah, I did a lot of moving around when I was really, really young.
Yeah.
But I'm more or less from Minnesota because I think I was second grade by the time.
Oh yeah,
we wound up here, so it hardly counts.
If it's pre-10, yeah, it doesn't matter, right? Yeah, so you're one of us, so welcome. We're glad to have you here. So, but now you came up to Duluth. Did you record this both these sides here in Duluth? Did you work on them down there?
No, we did down in the cities with Tom Herbers, who's a mutual friend of both of ours. He does a lot of really great mobile work, but he also has a studio down there that he's been working out of, so we... Charlie said we went in there. I don't think we were there for 2 hours, probably.
No.
We just did it real quick and live. We just used one microphone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mono, basically.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just,
so, what?
Very old school. This is the Roy Acuff, just gathered around the mic. Yeah. Nice. Well, do you want to play that side? Do you want to play something else for us?
Or? Sure, yeah. I'll play that song.
Charlie Parr, Ben Weaver. Ben Weaver's song now from that album, Ramblin' Bones.
Hills looked like different kinds of fur in the morning, dirty wool-torn clouds blowing through the chinks in my day. Neck deep in the brambles, holding pieces of the beast, bring the dogs to the river where the sea used to be. Radishes and butter, salt and animal fat. There's birds in the hedges, whether they are singing or not. Half-clawed moon, held up by a herd of horns, rain in the windowsills, leaves trading places in the wind outside the door.
these are my rambling bones. What I collect beneath the sky of trout throats, a floor of beaten earth, and an old buffalo. These are my rambling bones. I go wherever they go. I was whistling out the wild lines, far from a beaten path, out there looking for the last blank space on the map. Freckles on her shoulders like burrs on a deer. It ain't nothing she won't tell you after two sips of beer. A landscape of backbones knit golden with larch. His forest is a circle of fire and rot. The waves cough up their teeth over the bow of my canoe, and I ride my bike everywhere, 'cause burning dinosaur bones makes me blue. And these are my rambling bones. And under the stars they fly up like crows, and deep in the lake pass on as folklore. You can't hide nothing from my rambling bones. And there was a confluence of howls in a trampled bluegill sky. I'll be there in the morning, 'cause I've been here all night. Pine cones and coffee, the blankets all rucked up, sleeping like a bug in the undercut. While the clouds come and go, there's always been stars. Deep in the bear's belly, love is brightest in the dark. We ain't the only ones drifting out here hunting ourselves, hanging our hearts up in the trees, 'cause they don't belong where else. And these are my rambling bones. They smell like split wood and ragged ass joy, through the wind timber down the back of my throat. You never catch me on my rambling bones.
Ben Weaver live in Studio A with song Ramblin' Bones, one of the sides on the new 7-inch single by Ben and Charlie Parr, who've worked together for this new album that's coming out at the show tonight. The Red Herring Lounge, starting at 7 o'clock, is the album, the record. I shouldn't call it an album, I suppose. It really isn't. I use that word, and I realize as soon as I say it that I'm showing my forgetfulness of the past.
It really is a record.
Yeah, yeah, it's a record, but it's not an album. I mean, I think, of course, it used to be an album was a bunch of single sides, four or five of them in a book, so it actually was like an album, but great song. I am thinking that I was looking at some of the words you'd written about this song and your approach to doing this, and you said that you talk about things that you've seen that have disappeared, not as an activist or a provocateur, but a steward for what little is left. And I'm listening to this song and I'm thinking, it's not really about trying to bring it back. It's not really about trying to shame anybody, but just really preciously observe what we can still see, I guess. Is that sort of your approach there? Am I understanding that right?
Well, I'm always trying to figure out what my approach is, but I think that lately I've just been thinking quite a bit about, that there's not, I don't know what that there is anything really to save, but I think I was reading some of Wendell Berry's letters with Gary Snyder that just came out recently, and he makes a statement, Wendell Berry does, where he says something about like not fighting against evil or not trying to save the world, but just doing what it is that you love. Mm. And I think that's what resonates the most with me these days, is you know, if you do doing what I love or talking about going out and spending my time around the stuff that that matters, that makes sense.
Yeah, in some ways, then the stewardship kind of naturally takes care of itself.
Well, right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, if that's what everybody was doing, that would make quite a bit of a difference, I think.
Yeah. You guys are playing tonight at Red Herring. As many times as you've crossed each other's paths, do you play together on stage much at all? Have you in the past?
Well, we have a handful of times, but not that much, actually. Not nearly enough. I mean, that's the problem with doing this kind of thing for me now, is that, you know, I there's people that I immediately feel a connection to that, you know, you just don't see that often. And I've got a handful of people around the world now that I would love to be able to spend a bunch of time with, and you just can't. And then there's, you know, there's life and kids and you know, the problems associated with aging, you know, and arthritis and, you know, psoriasis, whatever else I've got, and, you know, just dealing with all this kind of stuff and you know, crossing paths with people. And I'm just grateful for, you know, days like this, right? You know, we get to play the show together, you know, play a few old songs together and you know, be happy about that. But I think, you know, beyond that, it's hard to organize stuff for me.
Yeah, well, it is amazing how quickly life does sort of just move along, whether you're ready for it or not, you know?
So, yeah.
But we're looking forward to the show tonight. I assume there'll be some on stage both at the same time, but I imagine there'll be some sets alone as well.
Yeah, we've learned how to play a couple songs together.
Yeah, we're gonna do you know, little sets of our own, and then at least, you know, sit up there together and you know, talk to each other off mic in front of the audience as a piece of performance art.
Well, I'm sure compared to many people I've seen play on stage, watching you two kind of workshop it together is fine. That'll work out great. You know, I'm sure just watching you two work up a song and learn a song as you go is going to be quite fun. So if you think, do you have one maybe in mind already you might want to take a stab at now? Do you feel like trying to, I'm not going to force you to play together, but if you're thinking of maybe share talents on a song, it'd be great fun, but otherwise we got time for...
I got my banjo. If you want to play Wild Bill Jones.
What key do we do that in?
I think we did it in...
See what you've done?
Yeah, D? That's it. Opening can
was it in D?
I don't know. I know how I played it.
I'd have to get this other guitar out, because I play that in an open tuning.
Well, we can certainly play whatever you like, too, but... So Ben, now you've had some records out recently, and I was thinking about what was the most recent album?
It was Mirror called Mirror Upon Smoke,
yeah,
but
yeah,
that was
a couple
why,
years
it was
ago
2009,
now.
I think.
Nine,
that came out.
5
yeah.
years ago. See, I'm talking about time passing.
Goes very
I
fast.
I could have sworn it was
this
a couple of years
time,
ago.
Yeah.
I say a couple, and I realize that a couple is now 5 in my mind. So
yeah.
Things do kind of change. So.
Yeah.
I don't know where D is on this thing.
I think that.
Okay. Let's see if this works or not. This guitar is built to be a baritone, so it's fussy.
Charlie Parr and Ben Weaver here live from Studio A, and graciously putting up with me asking them to do something together without any rehearsals. So I'm grateful for that. The show's tonight at the Red Herring Lounge here in Duluth, downtown. It starts at 7 p.m. You'll hear both of them do sets alone and together. Their new 7-inch single called Ramblin' Bones and Outlastin' You. Just put out 2 days ago on Chaperone Records, and tonight is the official release party for that record.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't either.
You can just play it and I'll figure it out. You play it where you want to.
Well, this guitar is actually tuned to A... A minor right now.
So it's not an open tuning?
It is an open tuning, yeah. but it's pitched to an A minor. So you... I'm the worst person to spring something on like this, because everything I've got is in such weird places. So that'll earn you.
Yeah, well, we'll get you a guitar handler and... go.
That sounds like...
Hey, there we go.
Might be something.
I hear some unity.
All right. As I went a-walking around one night, I met with old Wild Bill Jones. We was walking, he was talking with the woman that I loved, and I bid him for to leave her alone. Young man, I am 22, too old for to be controlled. And I drew my revolver from my side and tore up one poor boy's soul.
In my pistol in my hand, I'm the man that made old Wild Bill stand.
Charlie Parr and Ben Weaver live in Studio A. What's the name of that one, Charlie? Is that
It's called Wild Bill Jones. That's comes from around the Civil War time.
Mm. It's a lovely old song. Well, it's gonna be great hearing you guys tonight. And I guess you'll have the record there. Will you have some of your other records there as well, I suppose? And people can pick up those. Of course, you know, it's great to hear you guys play live or on record. So the chance to pick up the new 7-inch single. So Chaperone Records, Charlie, you've had a relationship with them for some time now. And
yeah. We've done three full length, yeah. two re-releases and a new record.
Yeah, and they are people dedicated to vinyl as well, and so it's always nice to have that common mission. And certainly have put out some great records here in the Northland, so it's good to have them in town. And great to have you both here. We've got time for one more quick one from you, Ben. I see you got your guitar in your hand. If you got a short one you want to do, we'll.
Short one.
Yeah. I don't know. Got under not Hey Jude length. Let's go down to the standard side of a 45.
Maybe it's an Appaloosa. The rain grew cold on my arms. Across the Rocky Mountain, everything that lives is warm. The eldest to the elders read our fortune. A fire flickered in the skillet grease. If we listen to what the land is saying, it'll tell us what it needs. And patterns from a bark beetle in the timber that built our house. Walking home through the bellflower and beard tongue, catching stars on their way down. They found her in the arms of a butcher. The horizon split the prairies apart. And there go all of our burdens, like fireflies let out of a jar. And I've seen dogs going crazy. I slept down there by the train. Everything I own fits in a matchbox. Everything else I gave away. And I know where I'm going, not sure which road I'll take. Sitting in the kitchen playing my banjo. On the right side, on the right side of the rain. On the right side, on the right side of the rain. On the right side, on the right side. And day after day we travel. She's always the wind at my back. The mountains all around us, pinned by lightning bolts to the sweet grass. It takes a buffalo to see a bluebird. Counting cattle through a boxcar door. She cut my hair with a broken bottle. Wove the ends in with a braid of her own. When I stare into the eyes of an animal, I can always find at least one honeybee. The hex fly got taken by cutthroat. So busy thinking downstream. And we're all a part of the bear skin. Shells scattered on the ground. Coyotes dressed in rags to carry. Josie says we're all made out of stars. I've seen dogs going crazy. I slept down there by the train. Everything I own fits in a matchbox. Everything else I gave away. And I know where I'm going, not sure which road I'll take. Sitting in the kitchen playing my banjo. On the right side, on the right side of the rain. On the right side, on the right side of the rain. On the right side, on the right side.
Ben Weaver here live in Studio A here in Charlie Parr, both playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge. Fellas, thanks so much for being here today. Really appreciate it. We've got a new 7-inch single coming out called Ramblin' Bones, Outlasting You, and you can hear them tonight at the Red Herring, 7 p.m. This is live from Studio A. It's produced by Christine Dean with help from Rick McLean and Aaron Welch as well. To check out upcoming guests, listen to previous sessions, you can go to kumd.org and click on Arts. This is live from Studio A at 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.